This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As always, we bring stuff to the table that we think you'll find interesting, but of course you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
All right, so got a couple of interesting court-related stories, I think, to start things out here tonight. Mark, you had a story about some cops that apparently shot a dog, or a cop. Usually it's not more than one.
Cops.
There's more than one cop shooting this dog.
I don't know what the relationship to the shooting that each cop had, but yes, there was more than one cop.
Well, we've certainly heard over the years many of these horrifying stories of police shooting not just human beings, but also dogs. And for whatever reason, people seem to respond stronger to the police shooting dogs. You'd think that people would care about the police shooting humans.
Well, people do this whole victim blaming thing, and I think that they have a hard time figuring out what a dog would have done to, quote, deserve being victimized by the police.
Well, I think a dog, dogs have been around with humans for 50,000 years. Part of their job is to chomp the invader on the leg, right?
Most of the time when the dog is shot in these instances, the dog was not chomping at the dog, at the cop.
Well, in this particular instance, I think that there are legit circumstances where a police officer can shoot a dog.
I think there are those legit circumstances, but almost never are those circumstances in the news.
I'm willing to assume that half of the time that they do, it would be sort of legal, and that half of those times, they probably could have done something else. I mean, there are government employees in the persons of post office employees that deal with dogs on
every
a regular day. Basis and have had to shoot none.
Right, they carry pepper spray.
Right, they can pepper spray or something like that. So if you can, train your police officers to reach for pepper spray or a taser instead of their gun, then they should be okay in these circumstances. There have been some really egregious circumstances. I think my favorite of which is, by favorite I mean the most egregious, is shooting the corgi in the dog crate.
And
there have been a few cats, mind you. They've also shot children while attempting to shoot dogs. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff where police departments should issue a memo. Please, officers, you're making us look bad. Just think twice before shooting the dog. In this instance, this was like 10 years ago, and they are finally finding, getting some information on it. Are you ready?
We can get into that in a moment, but what you said actually reminded me of a pretty funny skit that somebody linked me to online, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who produced it, but it was really, really good. It was like a group of SWAT team officers sitting in a classroom, you know, like the old desks that you would have sat at school. And they'd all been gathered in to have a meeting with this PR department guy. And he wheels out the old CRT TV on the shelving they would put that on, and then starts playing a video about how never, ever, ever should they shoot a dog. And because that's what's making them look bad. It's not the fact that they're murdering innocent people, throwing grenades into babies' cribs and things like that. No, no. It's the shooting of the dogs. And it's just so funny. I wish I remember what it was called.
It was called Don't Shoot the Effing Dog.
That's it.
We the Internet sketch number 3. And you can
brilliant.
Find it on YouTube. And it is brilliant with
you've seen it, though.
Only 52,000 views
that's
on this
shame.
Particular iteration.
That should have half a million, if not a million or
this needs
or more.
A Free Talk Live share here.
We'll get another 50.
Well, we'll get something.
So, yeah, you have seen that. Have you seen that one, Melanie? Because it's hilarious.
I haven't.
You totally love it. So we can't really play it on the air because it's pretty profane.
Oh, it is profane. But if you're ready for the F word and, maybe the kids are asleep or something like that, then it is well worth it.
It is very poignant.
Your kids need to know that cops are dangerous, too. Yes.
I don't think they need to know the F word at certain ages. I mean,
why not? What's wrong with
it? I don't see why not.
Now we're going to have to hold this conversation about the dog shooting. Right. Yeah, what is inherently wrong with a young person knowing the F word? I think I probably learned it in third grade.
I learned it before that. I had a precocious friend the next street over. Like, I lived on the street where people owned houses. The next street over was the street where people rented houses. Mm-hmm. And he spelled the worst word in the world to me, F U, uh-huh. Right? Like, he spelled the whole thing out. And then I pronounced it, you know, and it sounded like duck. Uh-huh. And I pronounced it like duck with an F. And, like, he's like, shh. I had never heard this word in my life, and I could not have been seven. You know, I mean, 7 or 8 is mm-hmm. the maximum age here, and I had that's a stupid word. Who would have thought of that word? So yes, I hadn't heard it. You know, I guess I heard it younger than you.
Did it do you some harm? Did you end up saying it in some sort of situation where it got your parents in trouble or looked awkward or? Is there some sort of thing that happened?
I don't think my son currently knows the word. He might have heard mm-hmm. his father use it. His father certainly has used it.
Yes.
but
like you hit your thumb with a hammer or something.
Well,
like that.
You know what? I'm pretty good about that. It's when I'm angry as opposed to when I'm shocked.
Okay.
That you can expect to hear my mouth when I'm trying to add emphasis in a conversation or something. But generally, I'll just kind of. You use the term F for just kind of make a noise or something like that in order to you know, if I know he's about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he knows the term, which is good because that means he can't get his little butt in trouble with it. He can't run by his Muffy
granny. And doesn't know not to say it. Like, if it's against, you're essentially having, I guess I shouldn't go that far, but like, if the case is that he's not allowed to say it, but he doesn't know what it is, then there's a rule that he has to follow that he doesn't know what the rule is.
Do you think that it's fair to tell your child, your son, that he's not allowed to say words that you are allowed to say?
That's not fair.
That's a crappy thing to say to somebody, right?
I don't want to say that adults should never be allowed to do things that children aren't allowed to do. I think it depends on what it is. And you are giving me a specific example to be fair, but I can't see prohibiting, like, I can't see myself prohibiting my child from saying certain words.
But wait a minute, aren't they, whatever
you have
certain
no child.
Well, right. Wait a minute. Whatever the circumstances are in which Jack, your son, should not be saying the F word or whatever other curse word, wouldn't that also be a circumstance where you saying it would be inappropriate as well?
Well, he doesn't have the skill set that I do
to determine
when to say it and when mm-hmm. not. So I would think that the worst time would be the equivalent of telling the other kids that there is no Santa Claus, right? Like using that terminology around other kids, and then they go back and report to their parents, hey, the Edges are a classless bunch whose child cusses like a sailor, right? That, you know, because this is the thing that we cannot, that often those without children just don't get that the interpersonal relationships, we're all connected in a big web because my kid plays with other people's kids and all this other stuff. It just goes down. So
you'd rather
and that argument makes sense to me because it's kind of the same reason why I would say, okay, I'm allowed to drive, but if I had a 5-year-old, they're not allowed to drive because they don't really have the skill set to determine how or when or to accomplish that. And where I think I still think we come down differently. Ultimately, I understand that argument and think it's, you know, reasonable.
Now, so here is the rule for Jack. Jack is allowed to say whatever he wants to say when he's with me. So
okay.
I got to say, I don't like to hear his high-pitched little voice say words that would be considered like second-grade, low-grade cuss words. I hear them.
Like,
and he's heard,
damn?
Things like that. Yeah,
okay.
he's heard those words. But he practices around me. And I don't like to hear it, but it's better than him attempting to use this terminology around his friends. It's better than him using it certainly around his mother and his grandmothers. You know, that's gonna be a real problem. I don't know what his grandfather has to say about it all.
I mean, look, the friends are going to be the weak point, right? If you try to
preclude... At some point, it's going to happen.
Yeah, if you try to preclude your son or daughter from finding out what these words are, inevitably they're going to find them out from their friends.
Yeah,
if they don't
they sure
see it
are.
At some movie or
but that's
whatever.
That's part of the learning process, I feel like.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But aren't there things better learned from parents than from friends?
Cuss words, I don't know if that's them.
It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in, if you like. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Some interesting, or an interesting court decision coming up about open carrying a weapon in public. We'll get into that here in moments. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here. We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. Also, want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And I'm talking, when I say big time, I don't mean just a few percent. I'm talking about 10, 15, 20%. You can easily do that with saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You just go there, and once you go to Amazon, you add what you want to a wish list on Amazon, and then saveatpurse.com will import your wish list into their system. You select, using a little slider, what the discount is that you want. The higher the discount, the more time it might take to fulfill your order, because basically what you're doing is you're putting Bitcoin on a marketplace of people who are willing to pay quite a premium in order to acquire Bitcoin. And so the higher the markup you want, the more difficult it's going to be to make it happen. But almost any day, if you choose 15%, you're probably going to have that order placed the very same day for whatever it is you want. So big savings on Amazon. But the key is you've got to have Bitcoin to make this happen. And so once again, go to saveatpurse.com to get started there and learn more about it. Saveatpurse.com to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about kids cursing or anything that's on your mind, Hung Like Jesus is on the line in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, Ian, and
Melanie.
I'd say exception was something Mark said earlier about, well, he suggested that renters were classless or low class. My parents didn't own a house until I was well into high school. We rented the whole time before then. I was raised in Washington, D.C., and we lived in a row house. High-class part of town, too. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the most expensive part of town now. Million-dollar house, my house that I grew up in now. Anyway, we had plenty of class, and we rented for a real long time. So I just wonder where he gets that from. I mean, I know where he gets it from. I'd just like him to expound.
Sure. I don't have a problem with it. So in big cities, I think that there's a difference, right? Like, when you're talking about New York City, who owns there? Nobody owns there. I mean, there's very few people, and the people that do own property in New York don't live there. So they pay exorbitant property taxes, but often they don't even live in Manhattan or something. So I think that big cities are excluded from this, and I think that it's sort of an old prejudice too, back in the day. But I can tell you that there was a distinct difference that this little creek that ran between these two streets, there was a distinct difference between these two streets. And, I don't think there were any renters on my street, and there were probably half the people on the other street were renters. And you could just, tell the difference.
Well, so, I mean,
what are your thoughts on it, Hung Like Jesus?
Well, I'm really kind of just teasing because I know exactly where you're coming from, and I understand where you're coming from. Even though it's not true, I don't feel, but I understand where you're coming
from. It's certainly not fair to categorize all renters in that particular category, but there is truth to the fact that a homeowner is more likely to take better care of property than a renter is. Just as a general rule.
It's their property.
There are exceptions to that rule. There's probably plenty of homeowners who just don't give a damn and they let their home fall into shambles. But as a general rule, the homeowner has a greater interest in making sure that the house is in good condition over the years because they want to resell it perhaps down the line.
There's a lot of great renters, but a lot of the great renters end up being homeowners. I do think that that's changing, though, because the financial incentives to property ownership have kind of changed since 2005.
Maybe. But also, as far as children saying things they shouldn't say, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm an exception to the rule because I was exposed to a lot of stuff real early. I don't know if it was my environment. Maybe it was my environment. But I was, I don't remember not ever hearing the F word.
You don't remember not ever hearing it?
Oh, I see. It was common.
I'm with him. I couldn't tell you when it was. Like, you both had a story as to when you first, like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you when I learned that any more than I can tell you
when I learned
the word, like, door.
I don't remember when I learned it. I don't have a story behind mine. I just feel like I learned it in third grade, and it was probably on the playground.
I mean, that's pretty old, though.
But I don't remember it.
It's pretty old for learning a new word.
Even my I guess you call it a sexual experience. I mean, it was before third grade. It wasn't really a sexual experience. I wouldn't consider that now. I mean, most people probably wouldn't either, but my first exposure to a female, as far as that goes, I know it was well before third grade.
Yep, you were exposed pretty early.
Babysitter, as a matter of fact.
Did you use strong cuss words with the around your parents and around?
No, I wouldn't do it now. I would never say those kind of words in front of my mother. My father's dead, but I would never say it in front of my mother. Never, no.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about here is the hoping that Jack learns the skill of when to say things as opposed to, before he learns what things he could say that should be.
But I don't know. I think that's putting, a lot of weight in a word. I think...
It's a heavy word for a lot of people.
What you're saying is that it's kind of, you're talking about not saying it in front of your mom. To me, that sounds like, I'm not trying to say what you're saying, but to me, what I'm hearing is that's, a respect thing, whereas, I don't really feel like... saying a word in front of somebody is disrespectful.
Different families are different. I don't say it in front of mine either. Mine will tell me that is disrespectful. Now I've heard her talking with her friends using the terminology, and in her world, it is fine for two little old white ladies to say the F-bomb to each other, but it is unacceptable for one of those ladies' sons to say it. To use it in the same conversation. You don't do it.
See, that doesn't make sense to me. Now, if somebody tells me they have a preference like that, unless it's somebody who, I really don't feel like I should, and that's pretty rare, but, in general, I will respect somebody's preferences as far as that, but, I don't feel like it's inherently disrespectful to say a word in front of you.
Well, I agree with you, but obviously we're talking about society, right, and what people have, these mores or whatever that people have brought down upon. Now, is this a Southern thing? Is it
my mother's not Southern. She's from upstate New York. Okay. I
think it's a Southern thing.
You do not think it is?
Huh? No, I think it's definitely a Southern thing. If not a Southern, a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm. My mom would have knocked me down south, I can tell you that. it's just...
Yeah, I don't think my mom would have liked it either. I think the one time she slapped me was when I said the S word.
Right, well...
In front of her.
But you didn't say it again, did you?
Well, I was a teenager.
My father didn't mind at all.
Yeah, I think that... I can see that point, too.
One thing, Mark, before you go... I've been knowing Zach since before he was born. And I kind of feel like his uncle, and I've never seen a pig farm.
You can swing on by. You can swing on by, see the pig farm, and talk to Jack.
That's about an 18-hour drive. I don't think that's going to happen.
Indeed.
I would love to see a picture of Jack.
Sure. Why don't you just friend me on Facebook and there's some there. I'll post.
Oh, I don't have a Facebook page.
Good for you, Hung.
Okay, send me an email.
All right.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's your experience with, growing up and cursing? You want to tell us what that was like? Or as a parent, raising a child, and what are the rules that you've imposed or not? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands-off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155. Optima Tax Relief. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. You can bring up anything you want. We haven't even really gotten into the story yet about the dog that was shot by police, and the police actually held accountable, apparently. Mark's going to tell us about that coming up here, and you can join us as well. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We also have a on-demand audio listen line. It allows you to listen to Free Talk Live anytime you want. As well as a bunch of other great shows from LRN.FM, plus the LRN.FM live feed. It's all available at this number, 641-793-9660. You call that number 24 hours a day, it's there for you. Now, keep in mind, that's a long-distance number for most of you, unless you're in Idaho. But if you have to pay for long distance, you probably don't want to use this number. But most people these days have unlimited long distance in their cell phone or home phone package. So if you're not paying for long distance, you got a great option of listening to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM there, and it won't cost you anything but just the minutes on your phone, if you even have that. So 641-793-9660, that's 641-793-9660, plus there's also a voicemail option, so if you're listening to us there and you decide you want to leave us some feedback, just hit zero anytime, and it'll take you right to the voicemail prompt. You leave that message, and it appears in some of our host's email boxes. So again, that number is 641-793-9660. We were talking about raising children. Mark, you're the only one in the room with a child. I have a vasectomy. And Melanie just doesn't
has
have
all
one.
Her working parts, but has not employed them at this point.
Yeah, and I think I'm better off because of not having a child. I don't know how you feel about that, Melanie. Are you glad to be childless?
Well, it would be a really dumb idea at like this specific moment, but eventually I want some.
You do want them. Okay. Okay. Well, there's actually a thing now. Since we're talking about children, I think this story is appropriate. I actually had it in my show prep here tonight, and it's coming from the Daily Mail, published yesterday. Forget baby showers. Young couples are holding vasectomy parties to celebrate the start of a childless family. Are asking guests to name their car instead.
You know what we call that? Going steady.
I don't get it.
That's what that is. A family isn't a family, to my mind, without children. You know, you can make whatever commitments you want, but are they really any different than going steady?
So you're talking about, like, just dating somebody for a long
no,
time.
No, no, get married. You know, go to the government and get a contract. Going steady is the, the commitment to monogamy, generally.
Okay.
That's what it is. And marriage is generally the commitment to monogamy, right? And
sure.
Own property, together, but...
But marriage is more of a
but
commitment.
You don't have to.
Well, I don't feel like that's fair. I mean,
lots of childless married couples that are mad as hell at me now.
I mean, so if you have somebody who's married, who's been married for 30 years, who's been trying for the last 20 years to get a child...
That happens.
And they just, can't accomplish that... Like, I'm going to tell them they're not a family? No, that's just, no.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty mean.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't having, like, a dog or a cat qualify as being
okay,
a family?
No, animals are not children.
Yeah, that's going steady with pet adoption.
But what,
because I have a stepdog, and I can leave it and go to work, and I can leave it and come here, and I can lock it in the room if it just won't stop eating the trash.
Right.
That is not the same as having a child.
But wait a minute.
Like, having a child is a completely different thing.
Just the locking in the room part, because they will eat trash.
But wait a minute. Just because there's a legal liability attached to leaving a child in a room...
Well, no, but I don't feel like I'm abusing the dog by leaving it in the house for 8 hours,
well,
whereas you can't do that with an infant.
Why not a stuffed animal that you treat really well, Ian?
Because the stuffed animal doesn't have a soul. It doesn't have...
Your dog has a soul?
Yes.
Can you point to it?
Ian does think that his dog has a soul.
I've got a knife. Can you cut it out and show it to me?
Well, you can't do that with humans either.
Obviously not. But are you denying that there's a consciousness in Jazzy, the studio beast?
Okay. So,
are you denying that there's a consciousness?
If you claim that a soul is consciousness, then fine. We can agree that they're, that animals
have consciousness. I think that's the best definition.
Right, but, I mean, dogs have different needs than human children.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Having a dog is not a good way to either carry on your DNA or, in my case, message.
Well, right, you don't have to carry on DNA, right? Like, if I were to adopt children,
well, I mean, you don't have to,
family.
But that's what a lot of people want.
I understand. That's the drive of humans to, reproduce and all that. I don't have that drive personally, so it wouldn't bother me to adopt a child, and I wouldn't think that... Well, because I adopted the child, we're not a family. I don't think that you.
Well, no,
have
adopting
to have...
a child, I definitely think, that is having
why
a child.
Why is it different than, why is having a dog or a cat or any other kind of beast different from having a child? I mean, in a lot
because
of ways, they're very similar.
Because one is a human and one isn't.
But in a lot of ways, they're very similar. I mean, the difference between a cat or a dog and a human in the DNA sequence is like 96% the same.
Okay,
so.
But the care you have to give them is entirely different.
Because
you have to feed them.
The legal liability. Make a difference.
Okay? They have to go number one and number two.
Yeah, that's all true.
Very similar.
I have never taken a human child outside to walk in the yard to pee. Never, not once.
Cats
if
have a box inside.
If you decide to leave tomorrow, your loved one there, and the stepdog, you just walk out the door. The stepdog is of no concern to you. If you decide to leave somebody with whom you had a child.
I cried when I left Jazzy with my ex-girlfriend.
And we managed to work that out, so we got her back. And I'm really glad that happened. Because Jazzy is an extraordinarily special animal.
She is.
I've got to say, I've had a lot of dogs. I've seen a lot of dogs in my life. Jazzy is a very, very special animal. But a lot of the reasons she's special is the amount of time you spent with her in her first
That's
year.
That's right.
Training her to be what she
Just
is.
Just like a kid. If you spend time with a kid, they're going to be likely a better kid. They're going to be smarter if you spend time doing flashcards with them and reading to them and things like that. Or if you just sit them in front of a TV set and then ignore them, it's likely they're not going to be as good of a kid.
Depends
Same
on what they
true
watch on television.
Same thing's true with a dog. Oh, come on. Are you telling me that you can substitute parenting with a television? Obviously, You can.
You can substitute math. I mean,
I'm not saying that it's a bad tool for certain purposes, but you know what I'm talking about. There's a difference between the parents who neglect their children and leave them in front of Barney and, you know, don't actually spend time with them versus the ones who do.
Those that would do such a thing are less likely to have kids that are going to be bright anyway.
No doubt.
My son learned to read from a, you know, television reading thing. Now, he didn't get to watch any other TV except, you know, like this Baby Einstein and this thing when he was, I don't know, 16 months old or whatever. But he began to read at 16 months old.
Well, right, but using TV for educational purposes, I don't feel like is any different than using, you know, internet videos for educational purposes. But you do that in addition to, not in place of raising your son.
That's true.
So, I mean, the dog is something that can be relatively quickly trained to want to evacuate outside, whereas a child generally has to...
Much more of a commitment.
The child is going to take longer. The child's going to soil itself with the, you know, the diapers for a long time. How long is it, how long does it take, Mark, to get, you know, from birth to potty trained?
I don't know. It's like, it really...
For human.
It's a spectrum. It takes a while.
How long did it take, Jack?
I think that, you know, sort of potty trained, I can't remember, maybe like two or something, but
2 years.
There's some time frame after that that you're still working on making sure that this is exactly as the behavior is supposed to go.
Yeah, it's definitely a progressive skill.
I bet I could have had Jazzy. Now, had I thought about wanting to do it, I bet I could have had Jazzy trained to use a toilet before 2 years.
I bet you could have, too. Yeah. She'd look funny sitting on it, but she could
have. It would be so funny. But you can see there's videos on YouTube. People have trained their dogs to actually climb up on a toilet, evacuate on the toilet, and then climb down and actually hit the toilet flush. I've seen it. It's real. And it can be done. Let's go to Snowflake calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Snowflake.
Oh, well, hello. It's Andrew calling from Snowflake, Arizona.
Oh, hey there. Andrew, sorry.
I thought you were special. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's much better.
Go ahead.
I'm not a dog calling, but it's like training. I had a baby like 4 months ago, and about 5 months prior to that, we got a puppy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, puppy potty training, but it's running within 2 months. So the training is minimal. You know, it's like, doing part-time playing golf, and then you're going to be on the PGA tours. You know, you got to train a little bit harder than the dog, but it is training. I will tell you that much. It definitely has helped a little bit. But
I think there's plenty of similarities. If you want to stand by, Andrew, we'll continue here. 855, 450 free. I think you're just looking down your nose at pet owners rather than...
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and of course, you can join us on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We started out talking about cops shooting dogs, really barely even got into that conversation before we ended up on family matters like raising kids and cursing, you know, kids cursing, and then ended up talking about the differences between having kids versus pets. And, of course, Mark has a child, so he's looking down his nose.
Feeling a little superior to the rest of you people.
Those of us who don't. Let's go back, though, to Andrew in Arizona, who is on the line. New, I guess, owner of a child, which is another discussion we should have here shortly. Do parents own their children? Go ahead, Andrew.
I think it's a great discussion. I was actually literally just going to bring that up. When you talk about free will, you know, obviously non-aggression principle is something that we harp on here, you guys harp on, right? And this is something my wife and I, my wife says she believes it, and, you know, probably never understood whatever I was talking about, but, and, you know, it's like with a dog, you know, we're going to force this dog to do certain things. We're going to tie him up. There's going to be certain things, and with me, I'm like, no, you know, let's give the, you know, talking about how we're going to raise a child. We've got to give this child as many choices as possible, and let him decide, you know, he's going to go to church or whatever. I'm like, no, if he wants to, he'll go. Now, is that going to happen? He's only like 4 months, so I don't know if I'm going to follow through on that. But it's a, you know, it's an interesting dynamic compared to the dog.
Yeah, I gotta say that as a parent, you know, when I first started out, I had all these libertarian ideas about raising kids, and you know, the idea of giving your kid choices really makes a lot of sense.
And there are parents who take this to the extreme where they'll allow their kids to like choose to not brush their teeth, like to choose to do things that will be detrimental to their health.
And at some point, I become his protector, right? Like, he's, if you want to use the term ward, he is my ward, therefore I am his protector.
Well, he can't afford to fix his own teeth, right? Like, so if his teeth start rotting out or getting cavities, he's not going to be the one to cover the cost. That's your problem. Well,
sure, and the toys he breaks, he's going to need new toys at some point, and you as a parent certainly want him to have some level of toys in order to, learn. There's a lot of things. The thing is when you, the more choices you give your child, it seems, the more bad decisions they make. And this is.
That's life.
Yeah, well, it is. And you gotta make bad decisions before you make good decisions. But, you know, I mean, I say no a lot, more than I really ever imagined saying.
Your kid's what? 7 or something like
eight.
Okay, yeah. If you're a responsible adult, you're going to be saying no to an 8-year-old boy a lot. There's nothing inconsistent with libertarianism when there. You still have to make some decisions for him. He's 8. His brain isn't fully developed yet. But there's a difference between having to make a lot of decisions for somebody because you're the trustee versus acting in an authoritarian ownership capacity. Like, those are two different things. And, like, yeah, you have to tell your kid, like, okay, you have to eat and you have to brush your teeth and you can't play in traffic. I mean, there's nothing unlibertarian about that.
Well, I can tell you that there are people that think there is.
There is people who think a lot of things.
Yes, there are. Libertarianism is not without its zealots.
Andrew, other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that I'm thinking more of, like, their understanding of the world and, you know, whether or not they're going to be libertarian. There's things like that when they think about, okay, what are their ideals going to be? Because, shoot, I grew up Mormon, and that was just hammered down my throat, and there was no choice. And, like, when I question things, you know, shut your trap. And so I think in that manner, of course, I want to be as open as possible, but then...
I'd like to point out that whenever you had questions about this thing you were told you had to believe, that's a belief system that you ultimately left. So that's, I mean, this is anecdotal evidence, obviously, but, like, that's not a good way to ultimately make sure somebody actually believes that thing.
To shove it down their throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to agree with Melanie on this. So the ideas of liberty are simple at their core, and they are fair. Now, fair is something that you're taught to some extent, and it's visceral, and it often pushes against other senses of fairness. But somebody can say, why has he got an ice cream cone? I don't have an ice cream cone. That's not fair. The definitions of fair are murky. But you can instill the ideas of property ownership, and then once you have... the fairness of libertarianism makes good sense. And I don't think that there's not much that I've had to teach my son. I've been very careful not to teach him the ideas of liberty. And, I want him to grow into it, and he's growing into it just fine.
Andrew, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your thoughts here tonight. Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So back to the question of children, can you own kids? Because this is a debate, or do you? This is a debate that I think is had within the libertarian parenting community. There are some parents who believe that they own their children through some sort of arbitrary point, and then there are others who believe they don't. And, Mark, where do you fall on that spectrum?
I think that, I use this term ward, that my son is my ward. But that is a term that I only use for, parenting. Right? It's a functional ownership in the sense that I can tell him what to do. I can tell him where he's gonna go. I can tell him what time he's gonna go there. That person who gets told those things is really only one thing when you look at sort of the course of human history.
Sounds like a prisoner.
He's a prisoner, a slave, somebody who's owned, somebody who's, does not have their own license and freedom.
Right.
He does not have his own freedom. If he did, he would make terrible choices with it. I can assure you, likely he would have to figure them out at some point, but he's 9 and I really don't feel like, allowing him to come to those conclusions is costly for all of us.
Gotcha.
Well, that doesn't mean you own him. I mean, because I think that parents are trustees. Like, because if you own something, you can do whatever you want with it. And you can't do whatever you want with a human child. That's what ownership is. I mean, I own myself. I own my car. I can sell my car if I feel like it. You can't really, well, okay, that's a bad example. Kids, I can.
You can put your kid up for adoption.
Yeah, I can, you know, take parts, you know, if I had a car, you know, 10 years from now, if it makes it that far, it probably won't. But, you know, when it finally does die, I can, you know, crush it and destroy it. Like, because it's not of any use to me anymore. You can't do that with a human.
So ownership is distinguished by control. Yes. I think trusteeship is probably the best term, but most people don't have a functioning definition for trustee. Okay, you're a lawyer.
That's true.
You have a
legal training.
Yeah, you have that sort of functioning definition. Most people don't have that. But trustee is, you will have to admit, a form of ownership. It is a light ownership.
Not.
You get to control. If you're a trustee of an estate, you can control investments on that estate. You can control how things are deposed up to a point.
Right, but you have a fiduciary duty to the estate, and at no point you just get to pick up property and walk away with it.
That's true, but what you do, you have to fulfill the will. You have to fulfill the contract that's placed before you. But who wrote the contract? In this case, it's the state. It's society. It's thousands of years of human interaction wrote the contract as to what parenthood is.
Oh, you mean in that? Oh, that one. Okay, not in the will. Okay.
Comparing and contrasting. So that's the, like, you know, the modern law says that I can send my kid to work at age 14, and even younger than that in agriculture. I can send him to work at agriculture very young, and then collect the proceeds of his labor.
That's
I can force him to go, and then collect the money. Now, I'm not going to, I
well,
do
that,
force
that
him to do work.
State, but that's not true in Louisiana.
I bet you it is.
I know that it's
She's
not.
She's from there.
Oh, but that doesn't make... Oh, I'm from
she
Florida.
She went to law school there. She probably knows a thing or two more about the legal system in Louisiana than you do,
You can't
Mr.
force
Floridian.
Your child to go to work in an agricultural field and then collect his paycheck?
You can't collect the paycheck. The check is theirs.
Well, that's what I was taught in civics class in 1987.
Huh. I mean, that might be true in other places. I'm not saying it's not true in other places, but... If it is true anywhere else, it's not universal because it's not true.
There's probably some parents who do it anyway, but you're saying it's not legal.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised at that.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What's interesting is the people who call themselves libertarians and parents who use the state's arbitrary age as to when they believe that they don't own their kids anymore. And I think that that's disturbing. Like, how do you make that determination? You let the state decide it for you? I would think you'd want, you know, to decide that between you and your kids and, you know, let them seek freedom on their own time. Hour number two's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made. stores don't have to eat. Yum.